And yes, welcome back to yet another episode of The Hotspot here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and as always, I am the one taking you through this big show. It's a big show, by the way, an entirely different setup from the rest out there. Here we give you all the trending conversations, all of the dope bangers straight up coming up. Do not go anywhere, but keep it locked on The Hotspot. Remember, the hashtag is Unity Scoop or Kansai on Unity or Unity Radio 254. That's where you're catching me up. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including how TikTok as of today is starting its ban in the United States. Something about Ahmad and what he did during the week. Something so great. And also something about our great city, Nairobi. BNMA. I also have something to do with, you know, online shopping. Once again, it's here. And apparently, now churches have, there's a specific church that now has decided that if you are a queer man, you can be able to become a priest on the side. I don't know your take on that conversation. I posted it on the group earlier this week. Where I'll be waiting to hear some of the insights that you guys want to give up to me. But right about, something else is also on Jesse, Reverend Jesse. If you are a social media fan, you know what that guy said, and it's pulling up. Also, we are approaching Valentine's in how many days to come? Hey, wacha kwanza niache kuingilia hapo. Where about now? I want to start off with a banger that has really featured a dope collaboration between a Kenyan artist, a Western African artist, and Conscience himself. A dope vibe. It's called Buddy, and it's the remix. Who knew that we could see Femi One here? Who knew? Tell me you knew, and I will. Who knew? Did you know? Okay, anyway, guys, do not go anywhere. Keep it locked up, a Hotspot. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah, say body, the body, me yuckle the body. Say she want a piece, me say I feel it, mommy. Yeah, me love a girl who take care of your body. Me love a girl who ain't afraid of nobody. And a bad man that deal with it to do it properly. African gangsters, boss of Lanka, make me say yard man, man, the scene, man, fi feel with energy. Road boy, keep it cool, run for me with enemy. Good girl walk with a pretty girl smile. Hot girl profile in a bad girl style. Independent, no beggar accent. Anything where you want, you can spend that car. Body the body, me a girl the body. So she want a face, me say happy the mommy. From a African queen, me a go for me yummy. Yard man, pan the scene, I'm a feel energy.
You know you make me wanna spend all my pounds on you. Jump on your ones and twos. Spend on my dollars on you. Yeah. You know you make me wanna give up my dime for you. Girl, I'll dance for you. You. I'm in the body, body, the body, the body, body. Me better than the other than the African body. You know me body, the body, body, the body, the body. You know me better than the average.
But the things all it is, Malifisa. Funga bees overseas on a visa. Jealousy ni disease, na mna fever. Wap is the mzima with the keys like Ibiza. It's understandard. Badi na mabandali na banda. Hapa tu complain ina go vile lipangwa. Eche ziko late na makali la niatamda. Badi toka east wana kimbiza mtaa. Wakite kinyo na pink na kibigi bamba. Mwana ngam, streets wana zidi na madam. Hapa ndo mapishi ya natilibo mutam. You know you make me wanna sit down panic. Na marinate baby boy na kajina antanik. Zimeshika na kaita kenote kanaitika. Uno mama theas kwenye speaker.
You know you make me wanna spend all my pounds on you. Jump on your ones and twos. Spend on my dollars on you. Yeah. You know you make me wanna give up my dime for you. Girl, I'll dance for you. You.
And yes, Yemi Alade, none other than Femi One and Conscience playing here on Unity Radio 254. And people, good day to you wherever you are. And I hope it's not raining, because in other parts, Bana, it is raining, including the United States, until they have made sure that the inauguration of the United States President-elect Donald Trump will be indoors. And I also saw something on social media. Do you think our president should be invited to that event? Do you think he will have an impact even if he goes? Do you Do you see that maybe the country can, you know, draw up good relations, international relations from that invitation? I want to hear your feedback. Many of you people were sending the feedback pale kwa hashtags iwiki kianza, and I was so, what? Okay, we will go to that story later. But right about now, TikTok is being, as of today, is set to be banned in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to uphold a law that could ban TikTok in America has disappointed millions, because guess what? Many earn from that app. And I mean, but lawmakers argued the social media app links to China posed a national security threat. And I'm telling you, TikTok challenged the legislation in court, arguing it would violate free speech protection for the more than 170 million users in the U.S. And I'm telling you, the nation's highest court rejected the claim unanimously, meaning TikTok must now find an approved buyer for the U.S. version of the app or face removal from the App Store and web hosting services. And one TikTok user went onto social media and she said, going to work and your office building just vanished. I mean, do you understand what I mean? She meant that is where she generates all of her income, Nasayona. And while the ban is legally stated to begin today, the Biden administration said it will leave the enforcement of the matter to their incoming president, who takes office on Monday. And Trump, who pushed for the sale or ban of the TikTok in 2020, has vowed to make a decision regarding the platform and not too distant from the future. And I'm telling you people, mambo imechemuka hiyo sector, mambo imechemuka kule. Or during the week, I also saw someone here by the name John pale kwa group yetu. John, you are saying that bana TikTok, imagine sasa ati imebaniwa na niko na cousins huko. Oh my god, John, so wambia wakuzie their accounts, wa manage, then you know, keep earning. I'm sure wanafanyanga mambo za pesa. Wewe John, tell your cousins to, you know, sell to you their accounts of TikTok. But anyway, guys, when we come back, I'll be telling you about how Lugulu girls got their results. Na bana, it was shocking that those results were zilikuwa zimeshikiliwa kule. And now that it has been released, well, I'm telling you, people have a lot of mixed reactions about this. People have a lot of mixed reactions about this. That story is pulling up. And if you remember, the hashtag is Unity Scoop or Kansai on Unity or Unity Radio 254. That's where you're catching me up. Right about now, let's get into Doja Cat's Agora Hills. And still on the same, when I come back as well, apart from that, I'll be telling you how we are approaching the season. By approaching the season, you know what I'm talking about. We are approaching the Valentine's season. Nilikuwa nimeanzisha story bana pale kwa hashtag. And you guys, nimeona mmeanza kuchangia. When we come back, I can see dope conversations. Don't go anywhere, guys. Kissing, I hope they cut us. What are they like and not? I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it.
Show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. Hold my hand. Cause love is pain, but I need this shit. We fuck too good when the bean kicks in. Like Fortnite, I'ma need your skin. Don't give a fuck with the penis bin. Boy, you're the one, you're the only man. Me and you are my only fans. Holy cow, you're the holy trend. Hold me down when I hold me dick. Be my security, it's your therapy. With you, I ain't holding shit back. When I need my space, you give that. When he broke my heart, you fixed that. With a long walk on the beach. Never when they Hong Kong from the street. When they see us zoom by energy. We a whole damn joint, we a energy. Baby, we could just ride on our enemies. They all wanna know how you get to me. Let them feel how they feel, let me feel the stings. Cause this type of love, the epitome. Said,
baby, you're literally capping to me right now. Why are you capping? You just cap so hard.
Kissing, I hope it cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. Brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you all. I wanna show you all. I wanna show you. Yeah, yeah. I wanna show you all. I wanna show you all. I wanna show you.
Tell me about that vibe. It's Agora Hills playing here on Unity Radio 254. The show is The Hotspot, and my name, as always, is your vibes master, Kansai. And people, Lugulu Girls Banner, the Kenya National Examination Council released the Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education results for that school. And I'm telling you, on the release of that of those examinations, hey, it has brought parents and students together like in a way like I've never seen it before. Now, according to the circular shared by the institution in indicates that out of 676 students who sat for the KCSE examinations for the institution last year, 13 of them managed to score A planes, you know? 93 scored A minus, 191 B plus, 232 B plane, with 1118 scoring B minus. 25 scored C plus, 1 C plane, 1 C minus, and 2 D plus. So that only means 4. Four of them, and out of that we can find they say, and they are bragging in their rights, 672 taken to university straight, and the school posted impressive transition of 99.41%, with the school principal Bana. Hey, I'm telling you, imagine your results being withheld for all that time. Na kumbe huku nje mmepita mtihani kama no one's business. Hiyo bana, hiyo ni sherehe after sherehe after sherehe. Congratulations to all the students of Lugulu Girls. But speaking of that, speaking of still results, someone else in the group also posted this week that he has a brother who scored a C minus, and there is a kid somewhere in, I think it is in Rift Valley, who burnt the whole house because she scored, I think, an E. And he was saying that this grade that these other students think they have failed, Bana, could take them somewhere else. Burning the house together with everybody in there, what do you expect? And I quote, his name is John. Still John. Group. Thank you so much, John. We try as much as we can to spread the word that no student failed in their exams. You can find that maybe that grade that you got over there, when you take it somewhere else out there, unaweza pata, Bana, you will so high. Wewe ndio utakuwa kusema huko, unaingia technical, unaingia TVET, but you do a lot of things and you make a change to the world. So it's not all about you losing. It's not all about you losing. And I want you people, Bana, out there, advise those people who you see are not going on the right track. Because guess what? We cannot risk losing any mind out there right now. Every mind matters. No matter where, no matter how it is, every mind matters. And you'll come to see what I'm talking about later on. Yeah? You get me? Because let's talk matters, serious business now. We cannot afford by there to lose any more lives. But anyway, coming back from the break that we're taking right about now, I want us to focus on something that a preacher said earlier this week, and it has been earlier last week or this week. But anyway, I did capture for you something dope. Do not go anywhere, I think. Mutapenda story.
How we turn this house we live into a prison. Guess you wish you never fell in love with me. Don't know why we got to not share in the kitchen. Sometimes I wish that we didn't fall too deep. We lose sleep arguing. Worst part about it is you never went to bed.
just delusional. Two ambitions, no consistency. In the end, we were just fools in love. Then we thought it was a free throw, baby. We were just delusional. We came in our late. I promise, been delayed. Baby, we delusional. Delusional.
It's a vibe.
Just for a minute before you start subbing me on your IG. How is it I'm still the same but treated different? You're still the nigga that you see on my IG. Little sweet arguing. Worst part about it is you never went to bed without me, and now you always wanna feel alone. No,
I was to take an L and be the one to blame. Somehow it's my fault, no problem.
Sounding like I'm crazy when I ask you this question. If you have tattoos, tattoos will not take you to hell. It doesn't add to your Christianity or make you less spiritual. Guys, let's just talk real things. Do you think Reverend J.C. Mwai is delusional? Do you think he has problems? Coming up right about now, that was Chris Brown's Delusional, playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. And personally, I was listening to something banner and I was so, it left my mind, hey, I was begging for someone to just come and say, Kansai, you are dreaming. Because where? Hey, no. Let's take a look at this. Listen to this and you will tell me if I'm the one who is not delusional, then what?
Tools will not take you to hell.
I am not suggesting, listen, I am not suggesting that from tomorrow you go and get one. That's not what I'm saying. After all, we are all chocolate in our skin. We will not even see it anyway. So don't even bother. All right. I will not probably suggest that you go and get a tattoo and what have you. But a tattoo will not. It doesn't add to your Christianity. It doesn't make you any less spiritual, because in some cultures, tattoos are the order of the day. It is a cultural matter. It is neither here nor there. It's an issue where your Christianity is concerned. Are you with me? Because we put too much. Tattoos will not take you to hell.
Yeah, what? I was listening to this and I'm like, eish, okay, tattoos will not take me to hell, bruh. For all those people who wanasemanga mara, oh, can say, because sometimes nasikianga sijui nini. Ah, you're the one who will go to hell, my guy. You're the one who will go to hell, because trust me, tattoos will not take you to hell. And that is Reverend J.C. Mwai, and he is specifically putting it out there for you to understand that tattoos will not take you to hell. But right about now, when we get back, we'll be talking about something about how online businesses banners natufanya ile kitu, because personally, me nimekuwa nikiji, you know, you get a business out there, then someone's like, ah, sasa utafanya aje. Trust you me. Hey, when we come back, something about online business is coming up. Do not go anywhere. About now, here's BN and Ethic. The song is called Back It Up. We'll be getting back to those banners in a few. The dope conversation has still there, not go anywhere.
Sunshine, I'm a vibe, na aki high, anaku bye, na makistashai, manadi alpha, ma ako fine, ako na samcham, eka bairo kwa Pokemon gewino, mini poke sin guzisha gino, eka bairo kwa Pokemon gewino, mini poke sin guzisha gino.
Police don't stop the party, iwake night and day, kuna mashore kama chwane, wanasema wako on the way. Vile mepanda isijuke, lazima leo zilipuke na nana.
Ya kutatisha na kila kitu twate nje hadi mashida na nani hapa wabikome na hajashiba teka ugali na ni waribu jina take it slow baby please take it slow napenda unavyojilegeza wewe unipanga ho ai baby stand at home tufanye 1 2 1 2 1 2 4
Tumelewa chakari Najwa unataka klala kwangu leo Tusha toka dunda baby try usizime Kamu melemewa balance na kitipa Bono mpero na mekufia mwili Kama njua gari yoni kame haya Choche, sijuza mechoche Lafu lete lighter ni washe kikigode
Choche, sijuza mechoche Lafu lete lighter ni washe kikigode
Police don't stop the party Iwake night and day Kuna mashore kama chwane Wanasema wako on the way Vile mepanda isijuke Lazima leo zilipuke na nana
You, me, we are definitely not ready for what the music industry is preparing for us this 2025. We are definitely not ready. Epic just made their return last week with Ukitaka, and out of nowhere, we now get them with BN. It's Back It Up, playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and I can see, I forgot to read a comment about Lugulu Girls. There's someone, I think Atani is today, too. I think they were added recently. Anajita Anita, and Anita says this, I was in 4R, so anyone from 4R, a big shout out to you from Lugulu Girls. And she says, personally, Mizo results nikitoka, I was so happy because I thought that watatuzuilia si wote tusipate results zetu. I got a B-. Congratulations, Anita. You see, the happiness is still out there. But speaking of happiness, I am now bored with this story. And I have this story, iliongelewa. Some people beat me to it, pale kiss, but iliongelewa. So, guys, online shopping. So, me, I'm just there on Instagram, just scrolling, and then I find a commodity that I want to buy. It is so good. Eish, umeangalia hivi hiyo kitu inanibamba, jameni. I go now, I want to buy it. I press that link that comes with that price, that commodity up there. Na mimi naenda tu kuangalia. Looking at that online store, I find that thing is so great. Yani unaona umebambika sana. And you know, I've tried this once, but in other circumstances, most of the people are wanaelewa, very few wanaweza kupatia the right details on how to go. So I go out there and I look at that price and I'm like, okay, nimependa hii commodity. So I ask, I want to know the price. And when I text, I want this person to give me the price. And you go there, then someone's like, DM for the prizes. Mbona unataka ni DM for the prizes? Let me just say this to all those people who put their products out there in 2025. In 2025, tafadhali, in 2025, when you have something that you want to spread to the world, please, eka prize apo. But yo kitu ya kuniambia DM apana. DM hadi lini, why can't you just be so transparent and say wacha niyeke your prize up? Mbona usiyeke tu your prize up uinje tuyone at DM for prizes? No, come on, and I'm not saying it's bad, but for other people, trust me, it's not something that is kitu poa. So just put the prizes pale inje, sisi wenyewe tukuje tujiangalilie, tuseme kama hii kitu imetubamba, kama ijatubamba, wewe kazi yako ni kuuza upate pesa. Ama am I jo, hapo sijui kama nimekosea mtu. Sijui kama nimewa. I can be talking hapa na kumbe nakosea watu. But no, this is something that only happens to those. By the way, kama unaelewa chana manisha, you know what I'm talking about. No, inabo. By the way, story. Ay, but your story by the inabo. Inakera. Si hata inabo. Inakera kukera. And about now, let's get into Shinsia. But when we come back, still on matters, good vibes and trending music. Also, Masai Mara politics. Don't go and...
Me and dear two people at the same time. Just weighing my options, playing two sides at the same coin. Might end up in a some problems, but I not cheat, me I cheat, just a date by law. And if me give it up, me not doing it raw. If you try to stop me from do what I want, me and you not devil love, you can't give me no talk. Just a be myself and I play my part. If you fall in love, then that's a your fault. Me know say it might sound crazy, but till my pick you have a share me, share me. You are no me man, man I for explain, man I no obligation. Journey may be slow, but me for sure say I the one. So me have couple of honey in a rotation. All my needs them for mates, can you cut the check? If you the best candidate, then you get select. But if you want go, baby you can go. I mean would you blame you, because me never claim you. I have two people, I ring my phone line. And I ask when we are gonna spend time. Me a play two sides at the same time. Me just a mingle, baby got me outside. Seeing two people at the same time. Just weighing my options. Playing two sides at the same coin. Might end up in a some problems. But I not cheat, me a cheat, just a date by law. And if me give it up, me not doing it raw. If you try to stop me from do what I want, me and you and them love, you can't give me no talk. Me just a be myself and I play my part. If you fall in love, then that's a your fault. Me know I say it might sound crazy, but till my pick you have to share me, share me. This is just a warm up. You either compete or give it all up. Me no promise you was just not get stuck. This a girl you hit smart, she not get caught up too quick. Take my time, not rush. Now take my go a quote, hope so you don't judge. Now boy, your life can't pass up. So till the day my mind made up, I'll date two people at the same time. I feel we my options, playing both sides at the same time. Might end up in a some problems, but I not cheat, me I cheat, just a date by law. And if me give it up, me not doing it raw. If you try to stop me from do what I want, me and you and them love, you can't give me no talk. Just a be myself and I play my part. If you fall in love, then that's a your fault. Me know I say it might sound crazy, but till my pick you have to share me, share me.
Oh my god, what can I say? It's dating season, guys, and we are how many weeks, how many days away? It's not a month, but we are like 4 days into the month. And then we approach that month where we call it Valentine's. And I'm telling you, utakuwa wapi yo Valentine's? Where will you be? Who will you be showing off to the world, eh? Who will you be showing off to the world, majama? Because it's here with us. And you know what? Hey, this Valentine's season, it's a dating now. You have this baby girl or baby boy or this dad who is like your guy or maybe ni demi yako, and then you guys are dating. You know, that's the season for you when you come together, you do all those things together, you go buy ka KFC apple, ka ice cream, ka pizza, you know, you celebrate. And I hope you guys dating bana, you're doing this. But let me tell you something, relationships do not have any room for Valentine's, you know what I'm talking about? That is mostly celebrated with those people who are like, you know, having that great time. They are still in their dating process. They know each other. Wanapelekana huko Uhuru Park, wapi wapi. But guys, something that also really caught my attention as we enter into the Valentine's season. Well, hey, a statement by the Wasafi Records boss himself, Diamond Platnumz, in a bold revelation. The Tanzanian bongo star Bana has claimed he could easily rekindle his relationship with his ex, Zari. And despite his recent marriage to Shakib Lutaya, Diamond dismissed jealousy rumors, asserting his confidence in reconnecting with Zari if he desired. And meanwhile, Shakib, Zari's new husband, admitted feeling insecure about their bond, citing instances of closeness between Zari and Diamond that caused tension in their marriage. And let me tell you something. Shakib, bana utabidi tu umezoea, because trust you me, these guys are connected in more ways than you can imagine. Having two babies, two kids who bring them together, and you know, lazima tu, but I hope the way Diamond is talking this way, it has nothing to do with how Zuchu has been treated as of late, because that story is also pulling up. But hey, the singer was not in South Africa during the wedding, but returned a few days later. And I mean, he expressed his disappointment over how Zari handled the invitation, suggesting it was influenced by lingering tensions over his controversial interactions with Ghanaian American singer Fatama, another cast member of the show. And I'm telling you, this show, bana, it's going to bring a lot of speculations. You see, this show, bana, this Netflix premiere, mi lazima nitaiwatch, because kutakuwa na drama mingi sana kwa hiyo show. And trust you me, wewe, hey, it won't be business as usual. You just wait and see. And I'm telling you, these two, bana, as I've said, they're joined with two children. And I mean, hey, Shakib, bana, you have reasons to be concerned. I cannot tell you not to be concerned, but you have reasons to be concerned. We have a lot. We have seen where Diamond Platnumz anatoka kwa huyu, anaenda kwa huyu, and I hope, bana, hey. But anyway, in a story that's coming up in a few, Zuchu has also filed something up. She's done with bad business and she wants to be out there. Anataka afanye hizi, anataka yani akue nini vizuri, si ndio? And she has taken a bold step by removing the Wasafi signee tag from her bio and the antenna hit maker, cause Wasafi Media accused Wasafi Media of a lot of bullying, harassment, citing that the ongoing treatment affects her mentally and also physically. People, when we come back, that is the story that we'll be pulling up. Do not go anywhere. But before also I go, I'll also remind you that our hashtags, as always, Unity Scoop or Kansai on Unity, or you can also catch me up there at Unity Radio 254. Right about now, here's Alikiba and Tommy Flavor. The song is called Huku. But when we come back, hey, stay tuned for more dope conversation, including something about the freedom.
Afanya utakavyo, I'm ready. Baby, baby, to spend it. Maisha nyewe mafupi, no daddy. Like, huko nishike huko, huko baby, huko huko nishike huko, huko baby, huko. Kalushindani na Bikaragos. Oh, Bikaragos. Usije ukamwaga mwenzio nta lost. Oh, tani maliza huko, nishike huko, huko baby, huko huko nishike huko. Na Mona Lisa na Aisha, wakati unanimaliza, unanimaliza. Wewe ndio unanifanya, nifaya. Oh, wale vikaragosi. Wapi, 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 wapi nishike. Wapi nishike huku. Wapi, wapi nishike huku. Oh, oh, oh.
maliza huku nishike huku huku baby huku huku nishike huku huku baby huku kata kidogo nata na mikogo nataka kidogo ya sweet kama jojo katoto kamoto kata kidogo nata na mikogo nataka kidogo ya sweet kama jojo katoto kamoto. Oh, sada, sada.
And yes, welcome back to Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. The show, as always, is The Hot Spot. Huku by Alikiba and Tommy Flavor. And speaking about Huku, bana, here in Masai Mara University, just after the examinations were done, bana, on Friday, we did see a lot of things happening in terms of the political phase, you know? And Voka, CDF, those are the two coalitions that are, bana, going head to head. Zinagongana kugongana vibaya sana. And I hope, as we go by, no, don't even hope, guys. As we go on with this semester, I'll be bringing on board before the elections on the 13th of February some top figures so that we can hear what they have to say, you know, about supporting you as the common mwananchi. Now when it comes to, you know, university elections, you're the common mwananchi. Sasa wewe ndio kama ule mama mboga ambaye alikuwa anasemwa once upon a time. I don't want to say when, but once upon a time. Anyway, the hashtag as always is Unity Scoop or Kansai on Unity or Unity Radio 254. Now, people, let me talk about something that Zuchu did over the week. And I'm telling you, eh? She has unleashed her frustrations on the Wasafi Media, a platform owned by her lover, Diamond Platnumz. And she cites that there's been repeated harassment and bullying, and she's revealing that she has resorted to legal measures after her pleas for intervention fell on deaf ears. And I'm telling you, guys, she lamented the continued narrative, negative narrative allegedly pushed by the media house, stating that they have taken a toll on her mental and physical health. And while acknowledging the support and platform Wasafi has provided her in her career, Zuchu questioned the fairness of the ongoing harassment, and she pointed out with that while negative stories about her continue to surface, Diamond is not subjected to similar scrutiny. And I'm telling you, I did see this coming. You know, people, Diamond on the other day saying that, it's a struggle kupata huu mwanamke kutoka Uganda. You understand me? Then right about now, Zuchu out there just saying, eish, huh? And Zuchu further disclosed that her attempts to address the issue directly with Diamond Platnumz people and Wasafi Media leadership were unsuccessful, and she said she had no choice but to seek legal intervention while leaving the ultimate judgment to God. Zuchu dismissed. She also dismissed claims that she has ever pressured Diamond Platnumz to marry her people. So naona mambo imeanza kuchemuka. Just as I told you, these two stories zinaoana in ways that you cannot say as yoani. These two stories, hakuna mwenye atanidanganya ati hizi story mbili haziingiani bwana. But anyway, guys, that is Tanzania, and we know how Tanzanian drama comes out to end. Yani in the end, bana, Tanzania, yani drama inakuanga mingi, but si tushazoea bana, sisi tunakaanga tu hapa. We just wait to see what other trending thing has happened. Yenye hatujui. But anyway, people, continue sending messages pale kwa group. I told you it's non-stop. Anything I post there, just keep replying, keep giving your views about it. You know what I'm talking about? Keep sending those views. I want to hear them. I want to see ni nini mnafikirianga zenye mjaambiwa mfikirie. Yaani umepatiwa tu platform wewe mwenyewe ujifikirie. What are you thinking about, huh? I want to know what you're thinking about. That's what I want to know right about now. But let's get back into the music. But when we come back, something about the our troops again being sent back to the battlefield is coming up. And I mean, where? Hey, that story, bana, imeshika. Your story, kwanza imeibua a lot of concerns. Take it to the fact that I think UN also has decided to support Kenya's move. More officers have been deployed to Haiti. 217 more, guys, they have been taken there. When we come back, that's the story of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
I question my own damn survival. How did I get here every night? I have a bother. How did I get here? It's a bitter pill to swallow. Don't you give up on me, baby, oh, baby, yeah. Usimu pe mengine moyo mama.
I'll be the one you need. Baby, oh, baby, yeah. Usimu pembe gine moyo mama.
Sorry, I had to make you wait. Can't let this distance be any longer. I won't be the one to walk away. So don't you give up on me. Baby, oh, baby, yeah. I'll be the one you need. Baby, oh, baby, yeah.
Truth. One day we hope. We just hope that a country that was lost and found will be saved by the Kenyan army. And that is us. Playing here on Unity Radio 254, it's BN, Lost and Found. Let me tell you something, this artist will be performing at the Chan Draw Ceremony to be held on Wednesday evening at the Kenyatta International Convention Center alongside Ghetto Kids from Uganda. So you guys, just stick around to find out much about that. Do not go anywhere, Bana. Stick around because it will be big. Now, people, in a development, before we head into the story about our people being deployed to Haiti, in a development that has caused a buzz across the globe, the Vatican has approved new guidelines from the Italian bishops that permit gay men to join seminaries and potentially become priests, provided they abstain from sexual activity. And this marks an unexpected adjustment to how Catholic Church views future priests with homosexual tendencies. And let me tell you, that is a shift in perspective, guys. And while the Vatican had not explicitly barred gay men from entering the priesthood, a 2016 instruction had declared that seminaries should not admit men with deep-seated homosexual tendencies. And I mean, the newly approved guidelines offers a more nuanced approach, viewing a candidate's sexual orientation as one of many facets of their overall personality. The guideline states, when referring to the homosexual tendencies in the formation process, it is also appropriate not to reduce the discernment to this aspect alone, but to understand its meaning within the whole framework of the young person's personality. Now, I don't know what you guys think about that, but if they know how they will contain the behaviors, then that is a good move on them, because it also gives way for these people in that society to go out there and also serve in the leadership of the church, not only discriminating them and putting them away, but it also gives them the opportunity for them to go out there and also serve the Lord in their different capacities. Something that is very interesting, and it has not only brought conversations in within our boundaries, but also out there. People out there are also talking about this stuff. And it's also good for you to just give your view on that. Do not be silent on that. It's also, maybe for you, you see it as a move from the other way or something like that. But it's also a good way for you to come out there and give out your view. Tell people what you think. It's also something great. Right about now, when we come back, I'll now be giving you a story of how I think that if our police officers sent in Haiti can liberate that country, then we are going somewhere. Right about now, here's Diamond, Platnumz, and Jux. It's Ololufe.
What do you think, my brother?
Ololufe, me, you know you always on my mind. I think about you every time. Wako see me, Ololufe, me, you know you always on my mind. I think about you every time. Wako see me. Wendo usingizi, wendo wangu mliwaza, naziba na masikio, hakuna kunipumbaza. Natamani,
natamani masa,
yangerudi,
yangerudi nyuma,
mimi na wewe,
baby mimi na wewe, tungejua na zamani.
Welcome back to Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel now. And as I told you, when we come back, Kenya is now the only country in Africa, having been opposed by the rest of the countries, that has sent troops to Haiti. And we think maybe they are the ones who will liberate, you know, Haiti. And people, Kenya has sent additional troops to Haiti to join the multinational security support mission that was, you know, that was formulated by the United Nations. And I mean, the Interior Cabinet Secretary, Kipchumba Murkomen, flagged off the third contingent of 217 officers earlier this week. And he also said that Kenya's commitment to global peace and security is the number one key factor, noting that the country's historic mission has been to liberate itself and also to help other countries liberate itself from, you know, the likes of violence, war, and all of this. And I was asking myself, Sasa, this is the same thing that the Gen Zs earlier on were, they were also striking about this. People, if maybe they don't manage to come back, because we have seen the other troops there, and speculation says that these people on the other side, they're not doing well, and it was clarified by the government that maybe these people, it was actually BBC that set this story, and the government said that BBC is not telling the truth, blah, blah, blah. We read that article, and we all saw what it meant. Now, my question now, as I asked in the group, what do you think about this move? Because we are sending troops out there, and I'm sure the government isn't really much considering maybe other countries in Africa, how they see this. What do you think about this move? Because personally, I'm not saying it's a bad move. We are helping people, and that is one of the core values. We help people, by the way. And maybe the African Union has not done anything. They just saw Kenya sending these people there, and they're just quiet. Right now, Kenya is only talking with the United Nations, and we did see the other day the United States President-elect Donald Trump saying that it's a good move, but for us, we stand firm with our decision. And I mean, that is a big country saying that. And now, Kenya, here we are, just sending troops there. What do you think about this story? I would like to see your feedback pale kwa comment section once the episode is uploaded. What do you think about this? Because where? I don't know. I don't know if I'm the one overreacting or if I'm the one who does not see the bigger picture here. But for me personally, sending troops out there right now with how we see everything happening in Haiti, no one right there is... They are just saying we don't want to be helped. And then us here, we are forcing help their way. What do you think about that story? Right about now, let's get into the vibes. But when we come back, I'll also be giving you something about Masai Mara politics again. It's also coming up. So stick around to find out what I'm going to be talking about.
Some Gucci Louis Vuitton. Just know when you see me, I'ma put that shit on. It's Baba when I walk in. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Sunshine. My body, mind, and soul connected. What I got is manifested. I don't even got to try. When you see me, know I'm in my.
John Marie, Christian to the flow like I can't get a devil time of day. DJ says, hoes, y'all ain't in the mix, y'all in the way. And if it's about a check, tell them CC got it right away. Yeah, flow, world screaming, yeah, glow. They like, damn, you rent it, check up fast on them snail hoes. Hey. In the Chanel store, barely sell them mail, bro.
We got them stuck like Velcro.
Bet I don't kiss my shell, tall. Worship me, I'm the biggest, not a worker, I'm the biggest. Big old booty, fat ass coochie, got them screaming, hallelujah. I got rich up off this flow. In my bag up on these hoes. B-I-G, G-L-O,
on
Now that is In My Bag, Flo and Glorilla, playing here on Unity Radio 254. Welcome back to the hotspot. And people, as we are wrapping up things, Bana, Mangu High School, Bana, received its Boeing 737-700. And, you know, they're offering aviation training. And I was asking myself, Bana, but I was asking myself alone. I was not trying to, you know, bring about a lot of stories, kuanzisha maneno, marao, sijuyo. But I was asking myself, what criteria did they use to select only Mangu to receive the, that plane? Because one of the pointers that people are now throwing to the government is that you just select any school because maybe it has, it's maybe iko kwa hierarchy, a national school, ama kitu kama hiyo. But sitaki kuanzisha story mob. That is just my own opinion. Because I know tukianzisha hiyo masiasa mingi, watu wanaanza kuuliza, oh, government, I don't know which side are you taking, I don't know. But no, it's actually a nice initiative. You can imagine, senye wewe uko high school, unangangana kujua parts of a locust. There are some people out here in their own high schools, they are learning how parts of an airplane work and maybe how they can soar the skies one day. But where? Nimesema, I am not starting any propaganda. So that is just my own view. That's my own view because where? This story reached me and I was like, okay. Okay, let's relax. On to the EPL, guys. Today we have Nottingham Forest and Southampton. They'll be playing. We also have Everton and Tottenham. We have Manchester United and Brighton. We have Ipswich Town and Manchester City. And guys, Manchester United, Bana, this past week has made history with its Ahmad being the first player in Manchester United to score a Premier League hat-trick since Cristiano Ronaldo. Is that not something to celebrate, guys? Because we've had a lot of speculations, Manchester United's GO, Manchester United, you know what? No, this is something to celebrate. And now we can see at least, this guy scored literally 3 goals in the whole game. I was like, no. No, 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 no. But anyway, it's Manchester United. We always tell you, Bana, what wanamkanga waki decide? It's not you people to decide for them. It's them to decide. And when we come back, we'll be closing up with a story of how a leader, someone who is an aspirant for elections in February in University of Nairobi is actually walking around with V8s. Ungedhani he is an MP or a governor. I mean, people huku inje, pesa ndo inatusumbua ama what's not happening? Because I was guy, nilikuwa naangalia ujamaa nasema, where? If this guy could give me that money, ningemonesha vile pesa inatumika. You hire all those V8s. Are you serious? Atakama wewe maybe ndio mtoto wa wapi? No. When we come back, that's what we'll be wrapping up the hour with. But right about now, he's Taylor. Push to start.
Skin on skin. No separation, need no conversation. Nah, nah, nah. On everything. It's automatic going several to a high. Nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking you too long. Right before I decide to go.
Gas me up, give me motivation. So tell me what we
Now that is Tyler, Push to Start, playing here on Unity Radio 254. And as I told you before we went for the break, this presidential aspirant pale UON ameamua kutishia the presidential aspirants of other universities kuwaonesha kuwa you guys are not aspiring presidents. Once you want to become a president, lazima ututishie kidogo, lazima you put wheels on the roads, eh? And you have to hire a lot of Prados, a lot of Subarus, a lot of everything. This guy literally was walking around with six H V8, majama. Do you know how just hiring one V8 costs? This guy, okay, maybe this guy is rich. You never know. Maybe he's rich and here we are. Sisi tunasema, oh, but maybe he's rich. Anyway, tumetishika ya kutosha. You guys, bana, I hope mnachaguanga according to... Anyway, my name is Kansai Emmanuel and the show is The Hot Spot. And what to stick around this week now? Leading up to January 21st, stargazers can see a rare event where six planets, that's Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, align in the sky, forming a beautiful arc in the southern and eastern skies. Now, you guys, you better be ready to view that because they'll be visible. That's what the stargazers are saying. So from 21st, you better put your eyes out to the sky because guess what? Some dope things will be happening up there. And Josiah, I'm sure most of the comrades, Bwana, we are starting our semester. We are just from completing our examinations, not only in Masai Mara University, but some of the other universities out there. Something else. Speaking of universities, lecturers also earlier, they had issued their strike notice. And I'm not seeing the government react to this. So sasa hii tumeamua, gava yani imeamua, it's going to be threatened only when it sees action. Because imagine if the lecturers go back to strike. This is another semester we are about to lose and we have the opportunity to change it, but they are not doing anything. I want to, hiyo kwanza I posted it earlier this week once they issued that strike notice. The 15 days is up. The government is yet to do anything. We have not seen the WASU or KUSU. They have not said anything that the government imetulipa ama any. They are just silent. And you know, that silence, it's too silent to be silent, bana. That silence is dangerous. We have to step up and, bana, ni kama gava squeezy, yani they just want us to fight, to just go out on the streets. But anyway, I heard there is a contingency plan put forward, so we are going to know what's going to be happening in the days to come. I hope good news is following our way, because personally, if you're there na unataka tu bad news ndo ikufuate, trust me, it will be bad. Also, UON, there was a fire in UON earlier this week, and it burnt itself, but properties of a known value, also something historic, it touched on that. But just to speculate, how does a fire start in the university premise and maybe the local management haijajua how? You know, that's something that bana we don't even at fire out. By the way, we should not take this story lightly. It just started aje, and there's workers who work 24/7 pale. We ask ourselves some questions and we put ourselves in situations that maybe sometimes inakuwa ngumu kutoka, but we should ask ourselves this question, bana. But anyway, it has been said that the semester is going to be pushed for those guys because, bana, I had the hard exams na sahi ona imesongeshwa out of nowhere because fire ilitokea to somewhere and people don't have explanations as to how that happened. Anyway, gratitudes and our heartfelt stories to those who lost their properties pale kwa ile wing. We know everything will be fine. As always, everything just comes out and becomes fine. But once again, guys, the show, as always, is The Hot Spot. That's where we wrap up things today. But something to look out for. Something to look out for, pale kwa Unity. Our talk show hosted by our boss. It's coming up. It's going to be premiering. He's going to be interviewing someone very big. If you know where our website is, you can go there. You can see how it's going to be big. You don't want to miss. You can get a lot of insights about business from there. And it's actually something you don't want to miss. And also something that will be airing on Sundays. Unity Gospel has officially been inaugurated with Effie Akinyi as the host. You can catch that every Sunday. So if you're a guy who likes listening to music, maybe upendi kwenda kanisa, but sasa see, I'm not advising you not to go to church. You can listen into Effie Akinyi every Sunday from 7:30. The episode will be uploaded pale kwa Unity Media 254. It's going to be dope. Today you can head out there. She has already posted it pale. And uskize how fun it is to just be in the realms of God. Anyway, from me, guys, to you, sherehe bana tupunguze, let's not tusilewe sana pia, let's be good people out there. let's be responsible. That's how I always tell us. Let's be responsible, Bana. Even as we carry on with the semester, let's be responsible. Let's be good people. Let's be on the right side of politics. Let's be on the right side of politics. That's something no one else will tell you. Let's be on the right side of politics. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. As always, the show is The Hot Spot. I'm going to be leaving you with Watenda Willy, Hadi Kesho. That's the name of the jam. We'll meet same time, same place next week. Have yourself a blessed week ahead.
Ilikuwa niingie church kesho, nikajipata kwa fomia kamnyweso. Saibashi mekioka jam session. Niko lucky sina fiance, naweza rudi home any day. Naibashi na madenge, na wengi wao tuni malele. Jitete, sijali, kantalala inje leo sijali. Ni lazima niongeze makali, junibasha mtu leo pahali. So sijali, sijali, kantalala inje leo sijali. Ni lazima niongeze makali, junibasha mtu leo pahali. So sijali, nipige sherehe hadi kesho. Wakulewa wacha tulewe, sikisha tuongezewe. Hadi kesho, pige sherehe hadi kesho. Wakulewa wacha tulewe, sikisha tuongezewe. Kwa hewa na mageuso wamebeba, wazuri wa kisauni wamedunga madera. Leo mii kama gera, yuni lazima nitadadia dadia. Sunajua kwangu sherehe ni sheria. Kuna vile niko juu ya dunia, cloud nine kizume nilipukia. Sijali, kantalala inje leo sijali. Ni lazima niongeze makali, tunibasha mtu leo pahali. So sijali, sijali, kantalala inje leo sijali. Ni lazima niongeze makali, tunibasha mtu leo pahali. So